Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Busy guy. Carol Ryder's our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, and also covers, of course, our other Cleveland teams for us as well. And we're going to talk to Daryl momentarily.
Oh, right, he's got a smoking hot. It's always game day in Cleveland out there right now.
Does he? Who's his partner on that?
I think it's, I'm looking at my thumbs. Person at the end of the thumbs.
Okay. Daryl's with us right now. Daryl, good morning to you, sir.
Daryl.
Or afternoon.
Same difference to me.
I just wanted to make sure, like, I didn't, you know.
Hey, I show up, I work, I go home.
Daryl, I got a bobblehead this morning that you would be so jealous of on your set for It's Always
Game
Day
in
Cleveland. It is the Kelce brothers wearing their Heights varsity jackets bobblehead.
Oh, you're kidding me.
That's awesome.
I know, that's the one I've got to get. Yeah, that's the one I got to get, is they're, when they're in the Heights uniform, that is the bobblehead.
No, they're wearing their varsity Letterman jackets.
It's, yeah, that's awesome. What I'm saying, yeah.
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 I don't mean to drop this on you, but here we go.
Oh, he's such a party pooper. Go ahead.
I know.
Daryl, this is a serious thing, and I'm not sure if you're aware. We just became aware ourselves. Zach Meisel and Jason Lloyd at The Athletic have written a story on Tristan McKenzie, and Tristan saying that he decided last year to pitch through a torn UCL rather than have Tommy John surgery. So he's dealing with that, and he has a torn UCL. And to me, that screams, oh, my goodness. If it doesn't work, you're still going to need the surgery and have to sit out another year after sitting out all but four games last year and not maybe being himself so far this year. It's a big call. It's an interesting decision. How does it strike you?
It's his decision to make, and, you know, I certainly respect him trying to pitch through it or with it, but... Yeah, I mean, last year there was conversation about whether or not McKenzie would have the Tommy John. And at the time, he was not real crazy about the idea, hence the reason that he hasn't, you know, had surgery. And, you know, if you worry about also the long-term durability, you know, trying to pitch with that without getting that surgery done. So, I hear you on the timeline stuff, because had he gotten it last year, then he could be coming off rehab this year. And obviously that ultimately delays it. My gut tells me that he's probably going to have it at some point. And it may be sooner rather than later, but, you know, we'll see how long he can continue to gut through that situation.
Daryl, the scary thing about that, if you're a young pitcher, is, okay, you missed almost all of last year but four games. If you have, as you just said, if you have to have it now, okay, that means this season would be a wash if they decide to do that. And then that means next season's a wash. That's 3 years in your prime. Yeah.
No, I know. I get it. Brutal. And he's a really good pitcher, too. Yeah. That's the thing, right? I mean, the heir apparent, in my view, to Shane Bieber, who is now having to have surgery. So, and we're seeing this in the game a lot, where guys are having to have they're having to have these surgeries. And for as much as Major League Baseball wants to say the pitch clock is not affecting things, it's really, really hard for the average fan not to draw those conclusions. It just it feels like that the frequency of these ligament injuries that require surgery are going up. But, you know, I've seen Anthony Castrovince, who does a great job. He's put out some data that, you know, pushes back on that narrative that it's not the pitch clock that's leading to this stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I think Tristan McKenzie is a fantastic pitcher. And, you know, he's probably going to have surgery at some point. It's just a matter of when he chooses to do it.
So, Darryl, let me just throw this at you, last point on this. If he knows he's hurt and he's throwing through it, and one, I think the fact that he's talking about it to reporters right now makes me think that he's getting ready to shut it down, or the team's going to shut him down. And shouldn't the team shut him down? Like, we're all talking about this. What advantage what look does the team have when they're letting a guy go out there and pitch when he probably shouldn't be?
Well, I mean,
it doesn't make the team look real good.
Well, but the thing too is you can't force someone to have a medical procedure, right? So
you can shut him down if he's not pitching well.
Well, that's true, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you give him all the information, and it's on him to make the final decision. So he's elected not to have it up to this point. Again, my gut tells me that he's going to have to do it. I don't know that he's going to be able to finish his major league career without having the surgery. So, you know, I kind of with you, you want to get it done and get it over with so you can get back on the road to recovery as quickly as possible. But I also respect and admire his willingness to continue to go out there and pitch when that arm is in the condition that it's in. And, you know, we've seen, you know, moments of brilliance from him, and you certainly understand the temptation and the desire not to have that surgery. But again, the reality is at some point, I think he's going to need to have it, and sooner rather than later. Just what stinks now, the Guardians are off to a really good start this year. He's, you know, the pitching staff right now is a little bit strained, and, you know, they're going to have to find a way to, you know, if they lose him, you know, that's another hole that they're going to have to fill. So it's a tough situation all around.
Darryl, thank you for your thoughts on all that. They were good ones. You were at Andrew Berry's annual pre-draft press conference, and I must tell
you, as he put it, his favorite press conference of the year, and that is a direct quote.
Well, Andy and I looked at Andy about halfway through it, and I said, does this guy seem more calm than he's ever seemed before in a press conference? And he's always pretty calm, but, man, he just seemed laid back. He sounded like a guy who was not on the clock, which he's which he's not.
There's not much for him to do to the roster, right? I mean, they don't have any glaring immediate needs. You know, this isn't a situation where you're sitting waiting for, you know, like last year, right? They had their eyes on Za'Darius Smith, and they were waiting for that situation to crystallize, and then he was able to pounce, right, mid-May and make that trade. And that ended up being a pretty significant move, right? You know, they brought in Shelby Harris, in August. And again, that was a fill-the-need type of a situation. Well, when you look at the roster right now, there isn't really a fill-the-need situation. They have about 20 quarterbacks on the roster now.
I said 17, Darryl.
You know, I'm confident that you're going to get a wide receiver drafted. I know how much you love drafted wide receivers, Jeffrey. So
I said the same thing earlier, Darryl. They're drafting one somewhere. Top three picks.
Well, look, I mean, he's got a couple of traditions to uphold, right? He needs to trade out of the second round to keep that streak going. He needs to draft another receiver in the third round to keep that streak going. And then, I don't know, I guess you keep doing it over and over again, and you hope something sticks. But we all know the definition of insanity. Do the same thing over and over again, and if you're expecting different results, well, that's your fault. But I mean, there's just, when you look at where the Browns are at right now, they're roster wise, they're in a really, really good spot. There's no, they have to draft someone if for this particular position. Everything that they, and I think that maybe leads Andrew to be even more relaxed, because he can really just do whatever he likes there with those six picks without the pressures of needing somebody that can step on the field immediately and fill a need.
What was the most surprising thing you got out of the press conference? I know there were a couple that hit me. I'm just curious to hear what you thought.
Nothing real surprising. I thought that
Nick Chubb's.
It was good to get that update. I mean, you know, Deshaun throwing 40 yards, that was good to hear. I thought the point he made about being 10 picks out is when he starts to really get an idea of what he is able to do. I thought that was a little fascinating, because that's something he's not mentioned before. So you're looking around pick 44 is when he'll have an idea what he may or may not be able to do, with, the 54th overall pick. So, but yeah, I mean, some positive news with Nick Chubb. And the other thing too is he didn't want to say it, but I have been saying it. And it's great they restructured his contract and it's team friendly, and Chubb was willing to do it because he's such a team-friendly guy and things like that. But I do feel like that tells you where he is in the rehab process, that, you know, he's not going to be ready week one. He may not be ready for week four or five, or like maybe mid to late season where he's actually ready to contribute, if that. So I think people really need to temper their expectations about Nick Chubb's return and when that is going to be.
Should I temper expectations about Deshaun Watson's return? We got about a minute.
Always temper expectations, Jeff. That's what I do.
I'm working under the assumption, Daryl, and I know what happens when you assume, but I'm working under the assumption that he's good to go week one. I don't know why I feel that way.
Yeah, I am too. My only question with Watson is how good is he going to be week two, or week one, I should say, and how consistent he's going to be able to be week to week. That's the question. Like, I am very confident that he's going to be on the field week one. It's what are we going to get? That's the question. Is the shoulder going to be strong enough to allow him to be the player that he wants to be and everyone believes he can be? We don't know that yet. Time is going to tell, but I'm confident that he's going to be there week one, but smart on the Browns not to put those expectations out there. Because again, you know, when you're going through a rehab process, things can happen.
Daryl, what's up with your cat family, man? We're getting texts on that.
Yes, I've had a cat invasion for like the last 3 years around the house. The stray cats in the neighborhood that we've been having the local animal community safely capture and humanely release them after they've been taken care of, yet they're still reproducing in the neighborhood, and they love tearing up all my flower beds. And I have a feeling I know where you've gotten who you can.
Oh, we have sources, man. We have sources.
I know who your sources are. And gotcha. As soon as we're done with this conversation, I will be speaking to some of those sources.
All right. Good to know, D. Thank you, buddy. Good
Thanks,
stuff.
Thanks, Daryl.
You bet, guys.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You heard him say, tradition. Trade your second-round pick. Draft a wide receiver in the third round. This might be the year to break that tradition. Maybe trade your third and draft one in the second.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think it's fair to say we all kind of assumed that there was something up. You don't miss an entire season with some arm injuries and have the word elbow thrown around unless you have a UCL injury of some sort. However, our buddies from The Athletic, Zach Meisel, Jason Lloyd, putting out a story earlier today that Tristan McKenzie has told them that he's been pitching through a torn UCL. If you're wondering what that means, the torn UCL, it means this.
Tell me, Dr. Phelps.
Well, it means that's the injury that leads to Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, you didn't have to put rubber gloves on. Tell me that you just told me.
Careful. If you have a torn UCL, you get Tommy John surgery. That seems to be the way it goes if you're a pitcher or even a position player. You know, there's some position players who have the same thing.
I don't know. I look at this and say,
Bryce Harper.
So I'll turn to our analytics guru over here for a second. When I look at his numbers, four innings his last time out against the Yankees, I should say. He went 5 2/3 against the White Sox, and he went 3 1/2 against Seattle. He is, you're not getting a ton of luck. But what are you hoping for? He had 87 pitches against the White Sox. But if he's got this and you know he's going to need surgery at some point, shut him down, let him go eat a bunch of cheeseburgers, gain about 30 or 40 pounds, and then let's bring him back. That's what I'd like to see. I just want him to be healthy, right? If he's saying that he's throwing through this, I think you made the best case, Jeff, that, okay, you're going to stay through this and you're going to be our pitcher for now, and we know you're hurt, and you're injured.
3 years.
Even. 3 years. So,
and that's if it all goes well.
I don't know. To me, I say go get it fixed. Go get it fixed, figure it out, and then come back at some point and be healthy. I mean, it's gonna cost him money too, one way or another.
This kind of surprises me. He turns 27 in August. He doesn't seem that old, does he?
No,
that's not old for a pitcher.
So skinny, man. The guy's real.
He kind of just makes...
I'm jealous more than anything.
Well, sure. He makes me think that he's like 23, 24, but he's not. He's going to be 27. And, you know, he's reaching those years where as a pitcher, you're supposed to make some big money. And let's not take that out of the equation. You know, the Guardians paid him money to skip Vanderbilt. He did. And he's won 19 games for them.
Shut him down or not, Jeff? What do you think?
If you plan to pitch until you're 38, yeah, you better shut it down.
Dan, shut him down.
And you better have the surgery, and you better get fixed. Because right now, he's not pitching like he usually would, like we would think he should pitch. Well, although, he's never been like, you know, Shane Bieber.
No, but Dan, shut him down or not. I'm saying shut him down. If you can, if he'll go get the surgery, shut him down.
I mean, this is.
I think the team is if the team is sending an injured player out to a position, the team's got to look at themselves in the mirror and go, what are we doing? I know there's a difference between being banged up and injured. He's injured.
this is the big thing, and it goes on in the piece, and the guys do a really good job of laying out people who have avoided Tommy John, you know, have gotten the PRP injections, have
there's a brace you can have installed now too that is not complete surgery.
Right, so you only end up losing the year instead of losing 18 months, which is typically, it's 18 months with Tommy John to get the whole thing repaired. And
it used to be a year, but they have found that guys who give it the extra 6 months come back better.
Right. And so, you know, they talk about Masahiro Tanaka, who avoided Tommy John when he had the tear. Brian Shaw, another guy who avoided Tommy John when he had the tear. This is the problem with this stuff, is I feel bad telling someone to go under the knife because...
There's no guarantee
there's
no guarantee it works, and it makes you more susceptible to having it again.
And while we have hit the point where it's like, okay, Tommy John, we'll see you in 18 months, take care of yourself, he also goes in the piece and does an excellent job saying, look, I'm about to be arbitration eligible, which means I'm about to get a bump in pay. Right. If I take the next 2 years off, I'm losing two of my arbitration money years. Like...
Okay, but arbitration, if you're not pitching well, doesn't pay well either.
No, that's my thought, is what Jeff just said.
Right. And is it it's the question of, is him pitching at the level he is right now enough to make him enough cash that he feels comfortable? And that's where I have a really hard time.
How many nights are we going to watch him, you know, bow out in the fourth inning, bow out in the third inning?
I mean, how long can you last with a fastball at 91 miles an hour on average? Going down from a previous year where you were at 92 before you got injured. And again, that's average fastball velocity and not getting the swing and miss that you typically do, which is the other thing.
Are you shutting him down or not? Yes or no? You're Chris Antonetti. Do you want... I'm not going to tell you to have surgery,
Andy,
but I
might... Can you shut him down?
Yeah, if a guy's going out there and he's only... What are you going to do? If he's only giving you 3-4 innings a game and he's getting roughed up... You got two choices. Either shut him down, let him try to rest, send him to the minors. I don't know what his up and down is, but send him back to the minors? What are you going to do?
Another option?
Trade him? I don't know what.
Does he become a two-inning guy? Does he become a...
Now you're sending him to the bullpen?
Does he become a bullpen? There's nothing wrong with pitching out of the bullpen.
Is that going to cost him money in arbitration?
Well, of course. Bullpen guys rarely make as much money as starters.
So at that point,
you're back
into
the bullpen, you can make some money. If you're a frontline starting pitcher, you're going to make big money. But what's better, bullpen money or no money at all?
Or go get the surgery, push off the arbitration, come back like you were before. Maybe you have the opportunity to do that. You got insurance? It's a tough decision, isn't it?
It's a real tough
decision. It's not easy. And I don't know exactly the pain threshold he's going through too, but to me, what this story sounds like out of The Athletic is we are sending an injured pitcher to the hill every time. Is that false?
No, that's kind of feels like that's what you've been watching.
Yeah, and that's exactly. And if you're a Major League Baseball team and you need starting pitching, you better hope for more than four innings, right? I'm not asking for a whole lot more. Give me five and we can talk. Still going to cost you money. You start getting to six innings, seven innings, you're going to make more money. If you're getting shut down on the fourth or third, you know, 5 2/3, that's his best this year.
Although five and fly has become, you know, very common now.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I'm okay with that. But that also, the difference between that and, getting to the seventh, is more money when you're sitting down at that arbitration table or your agent's talking to the front office before you get to the arbitration table. There's a part of me that would just say to him, dude, go get the surgery, shut it down. Let's get you back here healthy and let's get going.
I don't remember why. Dan, do you remember why? He missed 2019.
I don't remember.
I don't either. He went from AA and then missed 2019 and then was with the big club in 2020. And so that there was, you know, there was an issue there. But his inning totals, and this is, you know, this might be a reason for concern, 2020 through 33 innings. We know that what was COVID and everything else, but that was 33 innings. In 2021, between Columbus and Cleveland, he threw 140 innings. And then in 2022, he threw 191 innings. And since then, he's had problems.
So 2021, in August 21, 21, he had shoulder problems.
Well, that was I'm wondering about 2019 when he didn't pitch at all. And I asked the question because I don't know the answer, and I didn't look it up.
But I mean, the
innings totals have gone up, and he threw almost
upper back strain.
He threw almost 200 innings.
In 2019, it was an upper back strain.
Okay. Well, he didn't pitch at all that year, according to baseballreference.com.
Direct quote from the piece here. Am I delaying the inevitable? Am I doing what's right for me? Am I not? I feel good now, and I can't say I made the wrong decision.
All right, well, if he feels
if
good.
If he feels, yeah, Andy. If
but his numbers have to reflect the fact that he feels good.
Do you?
We can't throw a starter out there that's only going to go 3 1/3 every or 3 1/3
well,
every night.
It messes with your bullpen. Yeah. It puts it in a bad spot. And if you're the Guardians, you know, you just picked up a pitcher from the Padres. Okay, that's great. You had Ben Lively start yesterday. You had Carlos Carrasco come back right now. And depending on what happens with Tristan, 40% of your starting rotation is out. Shane Bieber, Gavin Williams. If McKenzie can't continue for whatever reason, you know, if it's not working, that's 60% of your starting rotation. That leaves you with Logan Allen, and it leaves you with Tanner Bibee. And Joey Cantillo's dealing with a hamstring in AAA, and we still haven't seen him.
That starting pitching is going to be the Achilles heel of this team. It is going. Did anyone think that going into the season? No, I didn't think the bullpen would be as good as they are. It's true. But, I mean, again, the other thing is we're only 3 weeks into the season.
Not that these guys were lights out. You moved on from Zach Plesac. You moved on from Cal Quantrill. Jim's in Concord Township. Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so I would shut him down. I'd try to convince him to have that surgery. And then in the meantime, do an old Bill Guthrie from St. Joe's and tell his family, feed the heck out of him, wake him up at night, give him an extra meal, and gain 30 pounds. And then maybe we'll have, I mean, this kid was so good 2 years ago. His ball moved all over that plate. It was fun to watch. So he's got talent, but I think we got to shut him down. He's not doing well, but feed the heck out of him too. Get him bigger.
Jim, I can't argue with that. In reading some things about arm care and everything else, one thing that they'll preach to you is if you'd like to try your best to prevent arm injuries, lift weights. Add some bulk. Don't be skinny. Because where does power come from? It comes from muscle. And if you're 165 pounds and, 6'3", Andy? 6'4", like Tristan is? Baseball Reference lists him at 6'5", 165 pounds. Well, where's that power coming from? Coming from all arm, isn't it?
And that tells you maybe we're getting your strength. Now, I'm not doctor, though, to say that.
Maybe. Folks, would you shut him down? Or you keeping your fingers crossed that he miraculously heals without the surgery and he's able to be a good major league pitcher? 216-474-0092. Chris Fedor talking Cavs with us at 1 o'clock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Clicked on something there if you heard a little crowd noise.
Sounded like the sink.
Well, I was playing a little video here of Ben Lively last night getting called for a balk.
Oh.
And usually this thing is muted, but it wasn't. But now it's muted. So there you go. You never know what happens here in this studio.
Oh, Andy. Man, you just never know. That's the beauty of this place. Morning show walk in the middle of the afternoon.
Yep. It's the beauty.
Waiting for Peterlin to roll in here.
So Ben Lively last night was called for this buck. I want to get into that in just 1 second.
Yeah.
But here you sit, Andy. No Shane Bieber. Tristan McKenzie telling The Athletic that he's pitching through a torn UCL. Guys have pitched through that. Don't mistake that. Guys have not had that surgery and have gone on to have careers. I mean, it's happened. But it's not like, it's like, oh, don't worry about it. Just, you'll be okay. I think you're keeping your fingers crossed either way, aren't you?
Yes.
You know?
I mean, there's a chunk of guys who have been able to change how they throw and have changed how they've done stuff and have found success. Masahiro Tanaka, Aaron Nola is another one who had a UCL tear, realized he needed to put some weight on, get more leg strength, that kind of stuff, and was able to avoid the surgery. So there are ways to get around this. The question is how valuable is Tristan McKenzie as a average to below average pitcher compared to how valuable is Tristan McKenzie?
Which he's been so far this year, but not necessarily the way he's going to be the rest of the season or beyond. You never know, right? But right now, so no Shane Bieber, no Gavin Williams, and Tristan McKenzie with our fingers crossed, which leaves you with Bybee and Logan Allen and Ben Lively, who's 32 years old, has kicked around the majors a little bit and pitched very well last night, by the way. Nice job by him.
Right.
But it's weird to me, Andy, to see the Guardians, who have always done a really nice job with pitching. And not to say they haven't looked at other organizations and picked up a guy here and there, because they have.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, last night, Ben Lively, okay, you bring him in for depth, well, he's all of a sudden in your rotation. To me, he's different than Carlos Carrasco, who, of course, is at the end of his career, maybe, and you brought him back, but he was beloved here, and that's one of the reasons why. But Lively just comes in, veteran arm you can put on the mound. Wes Parsons, bullpen arm who you can, you know, put on the mound. And they both pitched last night and did well. But it's a little weird. You have confidence in the rotation or your fingers just crossed? Because my fingers are just crossed
right now at this point. But, and again, the Guardians have been the beneficiary of playing some of Major League Baseball's underachieving teams so far. Is that a nice way, politically correct way to say playing teams that suck? Yes, okay, I'm all right with that.
Playing teams that suck.
I can feel okay about that.
Okay.
Less accomplished.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That was really well said.
We're playing some big bone teams, right?
Wow.
Yeah, we're playing some teams that are still developing.
So last night in this game, Ben Lively, who's pitching for the Guardians, is on the mound. It was a scoreless game, and he had a runner on third base. And this happened. It was last night on Bally Sports Great Lakes. Rick Manning, Matt Underwood, and Andre Knott dealing with a very confusing situation.
Can't wait till this happens to someone else in a bigger market, and people are going to be completely
going nuts,
flipping out.
Why was,
this is not the first time this is going to happen.
No. Why was Lively called for a balk? Well, it's a newer rule that's been instituted in Major League Baseball. It's actually been around for like 7 years. But it was instituted mainly because of David Price. You remember David, Tampa Bay Rays lefty, and then was with the Dodgers and all that stuff. His pitching windup was nearly identical to what he did in the stretch. So if you're in the windup, you've got 2 feet on the rubber.
Okay.
If you're in the stretch, you have 1 foot engaged with the rubber and the other one somewhere else. And because his motion was so similar, David Price, you know, it can be confusing for a runner, right?
Okay, so what?
So if you're in the windup, and let's say a man's on third, okay, you want to steal home. As soon as you move, man, you can bolt, right? If you're in and you can't throw, if you're in the windup, you can't throw to third base,
right?
But if you're in the stretch, the minute you move, you could actually be making that move toward third base. And Major League Baseball instituted this rule where guys who are close like that have to tell them if they're in the stretch of the windup.
I do declare I am in the windup.
I think I have this all right. And
you have to declare.
Apparently, Ben Lively didn't say, fellas, I'm in the stretch. And if you look really closely, his front foot was not on the rubber. It was on the dirt. But it looks like he's pitching out of the windup. And that's why he was called for a balk.
This rule has been in effect for 7 years?
Andy, it's rule 5.07. Oh, well, A.
Oh, A. I get confused with S and B.
A, 2, actually.
Oh.
It's 5.07, parentheses, lowercase a, parentheses, 2. I'll read the rule to you, okay? I hate reading stuff, but here we go.
How many times have they called this, I wonder?
With a runner or runners on base, a pitcher will be presumed to be pitching from the set position if he stands with his pivot foot in contact with and parallel to the pitcher's plate. They call it the pitcher's plate. It was always the rubber, wasn't it? And his other foot is in front of the pitcher's plate unless he notifies the umpire that he will be pitching from the windup position under such circumstances prior to the beginning of an at-bat. A pitcher will be permitted to notify the umpire that he is pitching from the windup position within an at-bat only in the event of A, substitution by the offensive team, or B, immediately upon the advancement of one or more runners, i.e. after one of the base runners advances.
Does he get time to do this? That's my question. Does he have to call the umpire out? Does the catcher have to do it? How does that, like, who actually declares? And then if you have a pitch
apparently clock, the pitcher has to. And if you look at the video, you can see that only one of his feet is actually on the rubber. So that's what the deal was. His left foot was really close, but it wasn't on the rubber, and it kind of looked like he was going from the windup.
Dan, when's the last time you saw this called, if this rule's been around for 7 years?
I've seen it called before, but I don't, like, have that in front of me.
I mean, it's
been called in the past. I mean, it's...
Is this the first time for the Guardians or the first time we've actually kind of noticed it?
It's the first time I've noticed it, I'll be honest.
I've noticed it. It's the first time I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been around for a while. It's not like this happens every so often. You know, it's one of those kind of silly things. Well, I shouldn't say silly, but it's one of those things that there was a miscommunication somewhere involved. Ben Lively was asked about it after the game, had this to say. Yeah, and so
So he actually felt like he declared.
Right. I think the problem is he didn't start it by going, I do declare.
Yeah.
He could go from there. Like,
we're all going Foghorn Leghorn here.
Well,
it's from The Office. The line's from The Office.
Oh, I was going Foghorn Leghorn.
It's from Foghorn Leghorn.
I was going Foghorn Leghorn.
Andy,
he's never an Office guy.
Come on, man.
It's fine.
I'm Foghorn Leghorn, too, but I remember it more from The Office. Steve Carell, they did this, like.
Well, where do you think he got
murder mystery.
I don't know. Foghorn Leghorn.
Well, Stephen Vogt had this to say on the balk rule.
All right.
Can I throw this one at
you? So you said this rule's been in for 7 years. Stephen Vogt thinks it's only been in for a year.
Well, Stephen's a new manager, Andy.
Oh, well, it's a year for him.
It's a year for him.
He's working on it.
Yep.
Should he have gotten tossed last night then?
Oh, no, he declared.
He declared that the umpire was an idiot, so he said, you're an idiot. I declare you're
right.
I do declare you're an idiot.
Exactly. Right. And if you declare, it's okay. It's kind of like bless your heart.
Oh, okay. Can I
throw this at you? Well, let me throw this one at you.
You better be quick.
And I'll declare I'm going to throw. And I'm throwing here out of the windup, okay? It's this. I kind of know baseball. Andy, you kind of know baseball. Dan, you kind of know baseball. There are so many little rules in the game of baseball that you think you know it. You know, you think you know something. And then all of a sudden it's like, what?
That's why the Europeans don't like baseball. They don't like football. Too many rules. Right? Tell us, Dan.
Ball, net, kick.
Tell us, football, Dan.
Football very much is the case. But baseball, I don't think it has that many.
Isn't that true, though?
I don't know. They've added so many rules the last 2 years.
A lot of little things in baseball. And I give, you know, the umpires, they really got to know their stuff. They really do. And then, you know, managers and everybody else need to know their stuff, too. But so often you'll look to players and they'll be looking for clarification on a rule. Because the game has so many little things that you might not see from time to time.
They check his hat afterwards, too. Was the clock working right? Was the
Cavaliers.
Shot clock, was the shot clock working right?
Cavaliers, Orlando
Magic. Was there
a ghost
runner on fourth base?
First round, NBA playoffs. Saturday matinee. Chris Fedor will be covering it for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Fedor talking Cavs Magic next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.